MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
It appears that the female equivalent of Viagra is one step closer to reality. A U.S. government panel recently has urged the FDA to approve the drug called flibanserin. Typically, the FDA follows the advice of this panel, and if given the green light, that drug will be aimed at premenopausal women, but it must carry safety effect warnings. The health experts that are backing this drug, which really is intended to boost the female sex drive, but they stress that it must, if to be approved, carry restrictions to manage the side effects, including fatigue. Really? Every woman gets that anyway. Low blood pressure and fainting. So it must include those safety warnings. The Food and Drug Administration panel voted 18-6 in favor of approving this pharmaceutical's daily pill on the condition that it does plan to limit the safety risks and make sure that you understand. This positive recommendation is a major victory because this drug, sometimes called female Viagra, which we know the men's Viagra is all over the news, it's all over the commercials, celebrities endorse it. I mean, you really see it everywhere, but it's been plagued by concerns that it has lackluster effectiveness and that there are possible safety issues. The FDA has actually really rejected this drug twice since 2010. So we're not sure what they're going to do, if they're going to take the advice of the panel or if they're going to approve this drug. Flibanserin doesn't work in the same way as Viagra, which is something to note. Viagra increases blood flow, but this one actually changes brain chemistry, which I think is one of the ways that they are worried about the safety, you know, the safety factors of it. But if it's approved, I think it could be a major victory for women. I think that some women that feel this lackluster sex drive and libido are looking for something. I don't know. I don't think that I would ever take a pill for that. I would watch pornography before I would do that. I don't know. You know, it just seems that taking more and more pills gets a little bit scary, but some women really would look to this. I know it would probably become a pretty popular, you know, medication, and I guess the men would be probably pretty happy with it too. And in our next story, have you ever been curious how many viruses have invaded your body over the course of your life? Now you can actually know. This is so cool. Scientists have developed a DNA-based blood test that can identify your entire medical history, like every virus you've ever had. The hope that it will aid in early detection of medical conditions and may eventually help explain what triggers certain diseases and conditions. So if you've had, you know, different viruses, chickenpox, various flus, things like that, it's going to know that you had these, and then you can be on the lookout for shingles, for example. It eventually might help what triggers certain autoimmune diseases and possibly even some cancers that you might be at risk for. The new test is known as VirusScan, and it works by screening that blood for antibodies against 206 species of viruses known to infect humans. So it's something to be on the lookout for. It's a dramatic alternative to the existing diagnostic tools we have today, which can only usually test for one specific virus when you know what you're looking for. Sometimes these tests won't even show up another virus if you don't exactly look for that virus. So we'll keep you informed on both these stories and, of course, all our breaking news as we report it to you here on your Health News Network. This is Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up. And remember, share these shows with your friends because we love doing it and we know you'll like listening to it. Take care, stay well, and stay tuned.